And I want to tell some of you people who are standing around, there are a lot of seats. There are a lot of seats in here. And if you'd like to sit down, come on down. There's some seats right here on the front row. Some real good seats. So come on. And let's welcome some tried and true folk festival performers, Jay and Peggy Smith of Jacksonville.
In keeping with the bicentennial celebration, we've chosen two songs from the early days of our country. But let me make one word of explanation before we start. Through the years at these festivals, there have been a number of songs sung on the Florida Folk Festival stage that have to do with a later war between the Union forces and the Confederate forces. And having a very cosmopolitan group in our audience, we have some people whose sympathies lie with the Yankees and some whose sympathies lie with the rebels. But what you should do when you listen to Revolutionary War songs is keep in mind that always the Yankees are the good guys. This song is from the collection of the American folklorist Frank Warner. Comes from the time when the American troops were returning to New York after the British had been driven out of that city. Doodle, 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 dandy, cornstalk rum and homemade brandy, Indian pudding and pumpkin pie, that will make the Yankees fly. Every Yankee will have on his back a great big pumpkin in a sack, a little molasses and a piece of pork, away we'll fly to old New York. Doodle, 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 dandy, cornstalk rum and homemade brandy, Indian pudding and pumpkin pie, that will make the Yankees fly. Every Yankee will have on his back a great big pumpkin in a sack, a little molasses and a piece of pork, away we'll fly to old New York. Doodle, 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 dandy, cornstalk rum and homemade brandy, Indian pudding and pumpkin pie, that will make the Yankees fly. Thank you. Now we move forward a few years to 1812, a song from the War of 1812, when Americans were still very protective of their freedom. Enemies beware, keep a proper distance, or we'll make you stare at our firm resistance, let alone the lads who are freedom tasting. Don't forget their dads gave you once a basting. Pickaxe, shovel, spade, crowbar, hoe, and barrow, better not invade, Yankees have the marrow. To protect our rights from your flints and triggers, see on yonder heights patriotic diggers, men of every age, color, rank, profession, ardently engaged, labor in succession, pickaxe, shovel, spade, crowbar, hoe, and barrow, better not invade, Yankees have the marrow. Scholars leave their schools with patriotic teachers. Farmers seize their tools, headed by their preachers. How they dig the soil, butcher, banker, baker. Here the doctors toil, there the undertaker. Pickaxe, shovel, spade, crowbar, hoe, and barrow. Better not invade, Yankees have the marrow. Better not invade, don't forget the spirit that our dads displayed, now their sons inherit. On embattled plain, in sweet Concord rally, singing freedom strain, sing the foe's finale. Pickaxe, shovel, spade, crowbar, hoe, and barrow. Better not invade, Yankees have the marrow. plumbers, founders, dyers, tin men, turners, shavers, sweepers, clerks, and criers, jewelers and engravers, clothiers, drapers, players, carmen, turners, shavers, sealers, gaugers, sealers, weighers, carpenters and sailors, pickaxe, shovel, spade, crowbar, hoe, and barrow. Better not invade. Yankees have the marrow. Thank you.
Here's a little message for Pat Thrower. Call your grandmother in Green Cove Springs, Pat. Pat Thrower. Call Grandma. Well, I told you we couldn't have a folk festival without, before I introduce Tommy, I want to make a special announcement. In case the dew falls heavily, please do not rush the stage. Just get wet, because we need it for our performers. We have so many performers and their instruments, and we'll keep the program going. Go on and get wet. Then you won't have to take a Saturday night bath. Of course, it's not going to rain. It's not going to rain a drop. All right. Let's welcome this delightful young man, Tommy Dobbs from Palatka, with his sounds and calls.
I have a short animal story I'd like to tell you. And in this animal story, animals are given the ability to speak. They have an almost human personality. Once upon a time, way down on the plantation, it was a Sunday morning, and the sun was hot, and the folks in the big house didn't get up. And the crows was way down in the cornfield, a-pulling up all the corn. The old rooster sees the crows a-pulling up all the corn. He raises up his voice and says,
"The crows are pulling up all the corn. The crows are pulling up all the corn. The crows are pulling up all the corn."
And the crows keep on saying,
"Corn, corn, corn."
The sun keeps getting hotter and hotter, and the folks in the big house didn't get up. And the crows keep on pulling up all the corn. And the old rooster gets more and more excited, and he lifts his voice up and says,
"The crows are pulling up all the corn. The crows are pulling up all the corn."
And the crows way down the cornfield keep on saying,
"Corn, corn, corn."
By and by, the old turkey gobbler gets excited too. He flops his wings a time or two and flies down into the yard near the big house and calls as loud as he could,
But, what the heck you gonna do about it? What the heck you gonna do about it? What the heck you gonna do about it?"
Next, I'd like to do a few animal calls for you. Thank you. Long ago, when people first came to this new land, they brought with them many forms of wildlife and animal life. And as they began settling here in the forests and wooded areas, they found that Florida was plentiful in many, many forms of wildlife, which were very necessary to these people as far as food and clothing. Now, these animals have been with us from the beginning of time, but I'd like to do just a few of them for you, things that you'll readily recognize. Start out with some birds. Thank you. A chicken yard has always been an interesting place. Of course, we know who that is. Also, a lot of hens around the chicken yard scratching around. On a hot day, they'll be really hurting.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
Now they go and find a place in the shade and lay an egg or two, and boy, they really feel relieved. Always a lot of little biddies around. Down around all these county seats, the courthouse buildings, you see a lot of pigeons. Also a popular game bird in Florida is a bobwhite quail. We've all heard dogs. Back out in the country, you get all those lazy, long-eared dogs. Cow? Little calf? The old bull. Hog. You can walk toward the hog pen late in the evening with a bucket and he really get excited. The mule, you'll like this one. Thank you. Thank you. Here in Florida, we have many waterways. And along these rivers and swamplands, you'll hear some of the following. In the saltwater coastal areas and marshes, you hear the crying of the seagull. Further inland, you'll hear the gray squirrel. Frogs, all kinds of frogs, big ones, little ones, and medium-sized ones. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. And the old bulls. Thank you. Crickets. Old hoot owl. Oh, oh, ha, ha, ooh. Oh, oh, ha, ha, ooh. Finally, the Florida bobcat, wildcat, or wampus kitty, or whatever you want to call him. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
One of our favorite tried and true performers is Robert Dixon of Miami.
I give you both. Put that one right now. Closer.
First song I sang at this festival several years ago was the Red Rosy Bush. It seems like every time I come on the ground, somebody wants to know if I'm going to sing the Red Rose Bush. The older I get, the little harder it is to reach. But anyway, we'll try this morning. I wish I was a red rosy bush on the banks of the sea. Every time my true love had passed me by, she'd pick a rose off me. I wish I lived in a lonesome little holler where the sun don't ever shine. If your heart belongs to another, it can't belong to mine.
I wish I had a golden box to put my true love in. I'd pick it up and I'd kiss her twice, and I'd put her back again. Now I wish I was a red rosy bush on the banks of the sea. Every time my true lover passed me by, she'd pick a rose off me.
I suppose cowboy music's my favorite music because that's what I used to do the most way back in the 30s on the radio. And one that I sang a lot was I Ride an Old Paint. I ride an old paint, I'm leading old Dan. I'm going to Montana for to throw the hula hat. They feed in the coolies, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a-raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver and the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. But still Bill Jones keeps singing all night. Ride around, little dogies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a-raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall. Lead out my paint pony, lead him out of the stall. Tie my bones to his back, turn his face to the west, and we'll ride the prairies that we love the best. Ride around, little dogies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a-raring, they are a-raring to go.
Thank you.
He's one of our favorite singers, and you'll hear him on the mini concert this afternoon. Now, I just saw a distasteful sight up that hill. We told you as plain as day that your puppy dogs are not welcome today. So whoever belongs to that dog, please take him out of the park right now, or I'll get the whip cracker after you. Now, all I have to say is the Rutherford County Square Dancers from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Aren't they terrific? They are indeed. And it's such a pleasure to have them with us. There's some nice seats down here in the sun, you all. Frog didn't come to the Folk Festival last year, and we missed him. He's our Prince of Tall Tale Tellers, Frog Smith from North Fort Myers.
Point it up. Yeah, a little bit, please, sir. I can aim at it. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Not many people give me a good introduction like that. They know too much about me. I'm going to try to tell you about some of these old-time characters down here in Florida this morning. Mainly, the one that a lot of these people never heard of, but he was the world's most colorful cowboy, old Bone Mazel. Bone Mazel ran a ranch way back up here around Kissimmee, and when a black sheep of some wealthy northern family came down and died on Bone's ranch, he buried him and wrote the family back north, course, with all the buzz about that Yankee around there, why, they couldn't keep him out that long. He'd smell too loud. So he wrote the family. They sent money to take him up. He got back. Bone took a crew out to the cemetery and started to take him up. And he pointed at his grave. He said, "Boys," he said, "that fella's been everywhere and seen everything." He said, "Old Bill over here, an old cowboy, has never been anywhere and seen anything." He said, "Let's give him a good ride." So he shipped the old cowboy back to Vermont instead of the other fella. But I don't know, maybe he got away with it. And some lady school teacher wrote a nice poem about it, so maybe he got forgiven when he went on when he died in 21. But you know, we've had some characters down here in this country that just wouldn't wait. They were all getting in trouble. There was a old Bone one time, when he started this ranch, he sold cows till he got more money than he'd ever seen in his life, all of it gold. So he hired a steamboat to take all of his friends for a big ride. And to show you how some people can spend money after... Got a whistle on the thing here, whistling back at me. I guess it's poking fun at me. But anyway, this Bone, he hired the steamboat, paid for all the drinks, all the food, and the big time, and the nose back into the berth in Tampa, Florida. Old captain was right there waiting for the money. Bone, he just pulled out every dollar he had on the table, walked down the gangplank without a penny in his pocket, whistling Dixie. That's the kind of fellow he was. And another time, Bone, he'd go into camp drunk, been in town celebrating all around, serenading around town. He'd come in camp drunk and raise a fuss at everybody in sight. One night, Bone came in and went to sleep, so the boys piled pine straw all around him and set it on fire. Then they threw a pine knot at him to wake him up. Bone looked out with all that fire all around him, burning bright in every direction. He said, "Oh, he said, I'm dead in hell, just what I expected." And another time they had Bone up for stealing a cow down here in Arcadia, Florida. That's when he was living down there with the Big King Ranch. And they had him up there for stealing a yearling. So when they got him up in the courtroom, the judge says, "Have you anything to say for yourself, Mr. Mazzell?" "Yes, sir," Bone says, "Your Honor." He says, he started pointing out those ranchers around him. He said, "I stole cows to start every one of them men in business. The first time I stole one for myself, they had me arrested." Well, he had the court and a beef stew for sure. But the judge had to give him something to show on the books. So he gave him a year in the penitentiary and told him to catch a train that afternoon to go to the penitentiary to serve a year's time. Well, everybody liked old Bone in a way. So a merchant there gave him a new suit of clothes, big hat and boots. He caught the train out to Rayford up here and got there. He found out he wasn't a prisoner at all. They gave him a big supper and asked him to make a speech and then handed him a pardon. That's the shortest year it is in the history of Florida. Sent him on back home again. I don't know what he got into there, but he was riding the range for the King Brothers, that big outfit in Charlotte County. And Buck King, later on, was president of the First National Bank in Arcadia. He decided to have a little bit of fun out of Bone. He saw an old gray bag of bones out there with horns about 4 feet wide. He knew Bone wanted to start him another ranch. He said, "Bone, if you'll catch that cow and marker," said, "I'll give her to you." Bone said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I will." So he threw his rope. He caught the cow all right. But when he started from his horse down to the cow with his knife in his teeth, the cow jumped and run. The rope came loose off the saddle. Bone turned a somersault and lost his knife. But he hung on to that rope like nobody's business. For a time there, they said there was a regular blue smoke rising above that scrub oak thicket where she dragged Bone. But when he came out, they all started laughing at him. He said, "You needn't laugh." He said, "I marked that cow." Buck King says, "You couldn't do it." Said, "We saw you lose your knife." Bone said, "Yes, sir," but said, "I marked the cow." Said, "I'll drive her out of there to show you." Bone had chewed his mark in that cow's ear almost as neatly as with a knife and marked her in his mark with his teeth. But he was bloody from here to yonder. And Bone pulled several other stunts around down there. One time he decided to get married. So he got acquainted with some lady on the street there in Arcadia that night. And the next day, they were still in love, so he went down to the courthouse and asked for a license. Well, the judge, he'd gone hunting. It was on Saturday. So he started swearing when the clerk of the court wouldn't give him a marriage license because he didn't remember the lady's name, how old she was, nor her address. They wouldn't give him the license, and he started swearing. This lady told him, said, "No swearing in the office." So he made a lunge for her. She ran by the record vault and like she was going in and dodged back out, and Bone being drunk, he ran right on in and she slammed the door. But she almost killed him because she had to run to the far end of there and get the tax collector. That was the only one of us around there. So Bone must have owed some taxes or he'd have left him there. We had some characters around West Florida, too. That's just back of here. That was old Ed Yates, an old friend of mine up in Washington County. Ed liked a little drink on Christmas, and he didn't figure that a little white lie would be any harm, even though he was a church deacon, if it got him a drink. So he had a barrel of cane skimming saved up to make moonshine out of it, and had it stored in the smokehouse. He asked his hired man to help him load this barrel on his wagon at noon. Well, rolling that barrel out in the sunshine, sloshing it around, it sure worked wonders. Just about the time he got that barrel rolled into the front end of the wagon, what he'd told the hired man was a barrel of syrup exploded. The bone went 20 feet high. He showered cane juice all over the mule, both men. And the mule, he kind of looked back over his shoulder. I'm watching that deacon trying to stem that foaming cascade. The hired man, he backed up in the smokehouse. I said, better hurry up, Ed. So I believe your syrup soured. Now, as for characters, I call my own great-grandfather a character.
Time on?
Call me then. Goodbye, Cousin Thelma. I'm going to tell you more next time.
Okay. Now let's welcome to the Florida Folk Festival for the first time, Paul Battle of Tampa.
Good afternoon. Trying to wrap everything up early here, so we're going to do two songs. And then I'd like to do a Cisco Houston song for you called Roving Gambler.
I am a roving gambler. I roam from town to town. Whenever I meet with a deck of cards, lay my money down, lay my money down. Well, I've gambled up in Washington, and I've gambled up in Maine, and I'm going up to Georgia. Knock down my last game, knock down my last game. Well, I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three till I fell in love with this pretty little girl, and she fell in love with me, fell in love with me. Well, she took me to her parlor, and she cooled me with her fan, and she whispered low in her mama's ear, I'm in love with the gambling man, love with the gambling man. Oh, daughter, my dear daughter, how could you treat me so? Then to leave your poor old mama and with a gambler go, with a gambler go. Well, mama, my dear mama, you know I love you well, but the love I hold for this gambling man, no human tongue can tell, no human tongue can tell. So it's goodbye, goodbye, mama, I'll see you when I can. If you ever see me coming home again, it's gonna be with the gambling man. Be with the gambling man, mama, be with the gambling man.
I'd like to sing a song by Gordon Lightfoot now. It's not that I'm wishing this on anything today.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and a pocket full of sand, I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass, where the pavement never grows. Oh, the liquor taste was good, and the women all worked fast. There she goes, my friend, she's a-moving out at last. Hear her mighty engines roar, see her silver wings on high. She'll be weighing westward bound, high above the clouds she'll fly. where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the grass, cold and drunk as I might be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Thank you.
Two newcomers to the Florida Folk Festival to do an Irish country dance for us, Suzanne Scott and Ruth Saff of Tampa. Let's clap them on the stage. She's having a little sound trouble, and I just thought I'd remind you that the foods and the crafts are down this way a ways, and we want you to buy them out of food today at noon, and we want you to buy them out of crafts. They have some lovely homemade, handmade things, some fascinating people. A basket maker from the low country of South Carolina, very exciting. She makes sweet grass. The Indians are down there, and you'll enjoy visiting with the Indians. You ready? Okay, fine. He had to get across the river, 'cause you know good as me that Bud Rabbit don't like to get his foot wet. And so he went across on the ferry boat. The ferry boat man took him across. And he had such a good time a-bobbing for apples and a-kissing the gals, playing kissing games and playing clap in and clap out, that he forgot to watch the time. And the clock struck 12, and he said, "Lord, Massey, let me get on down to that river, because I got to get on home before my mammy skinned me alive." Well, he got down there to the banks of the river, and, of course, that old ferry boat man got sleepy, and he put the boat up and went to bed. And old Bud Rabbit, he was pluralized. He said, "Golly, how am I going to get across this river?" So he commenced to holler. He said, "Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!" and he kept on yoo-hooing till he wake up old Bo Alligator sleeping down there under the banks of the river. And old Bo Alligator, he came a-floating up to the top, and he say, "Who's that making all that noise up there?" And Bo Rabbit say, "It's me, Bo Rabbit." He say, "What you doing out so late, boy?"
He say, "I've been to a Halloween frolic."
He say, "A Halloween witch?"
He say, "Ain't you never been to no Halloween party?"
Old Bo Alligator say, "Nah, I ain't studying parties." He say, "What's the matter with you?"
He say, "Well, I got a problem." He say, "The ferryboat man done put up the boat and I can't get across the river."
And so old Bo Alligator, he float back and forth a minute and he say, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You hop on my back and I'll take you across the river." Well, now that surprised Bo Rabbit. Cause him and Bo Alligator ain't what you call bosom friends nor nothing. They ain't ever swapped no Christmas presents nor no birthday cards. Still, no, he got to get across the river. And he kind of scrutinized that old back and he said, "Well, excuse me for saying so, Bo Alligator, but your back is mighty tough and rough. It's got lots of humps and bumps on it. And do I get on? I'm afraid I'll fall off because there's so many bumps and humps." And old Bo Alligator, he say, "Oh, just fit your foots into humps and bumps. You won't fall off. I'll carry you across." So he hop on. But no sooner do he hop on than he wish he could hop off, because he saw that old alligator is up to something. Instead of going straight across the river like this, he's veering off into the dark and into the mushes and to the slushes. And Bo Rabbit say, "Uh-huh, this here alligator up to something. I'm going to find out what he up to." And he say, "Excuse me, Bo Alligator, but maybe use a little bit deep. I didn't say I wanted to go down the river or up the river. I said I wanted to go across the river." And that old alligator, he turned that big old head of his around there, and he opened up that great big mouth, and oh, but Rabbit commenced to tremble, because there was more tooths in that mouth than there was stars twinkling up in the sky. And them little old red eyes of his was gleaming like little red lights. And old Bo Alligator say, "Yeah, I heard what you say. But," he say, "I've been a-waiting for you a long time. I know who it was that sot the grass on fire and burnt my back and made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you. I ain't gonna take you across the river. I'm gonna take you down here, and I'm a-gonna goozle out your gizzard." Well, Bo Rabbit thought his time had come, but he put on his thinking cap. And instead of boo-hooing like old Bo Alligator spec him to, he commenced to laugh and he said, And Bo Alligator said, "Didn't you understand what I said? I said, I'm going to goozle out your gizzard." And Bo Rabbit, he said, "Yeah, I heard you, but if you think you're going to get my gizzard, you got another thing coming." And old Bo Alligator said, "Well, now, how's that now?" He said, "Well, you know, last week a sickness fell on me. And," he said, "oh, I had the misery in my stomach, something awful. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor made a bodacious discovery. He discovered that instead of having one gizzard, I had two gizzards. And they was pressing on my inside, something awful. And the doctor told me the way to get to relief was to take them out and put them in that hollow tree right over yonder across the river." Well, that's all that old bumbly, fumbly Bo Alligator wanted to hear. He twirled around and he shot for the shore. And soon as he got in jumping distance, Bo Rabbit gave a bodacious leap and his foot hit that dry ground and lippity-clippity-lippity-clippity away he went home to get that beating for being out so late. And for all we know, that old Bo Alligator is a floundering round out there in the mushes and the slushes looking for a hollow tree and two rabbit gizzards what ain't there. Now let's welcome our friends, Tom and Esther Beadnell from Orange Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sing two songs. This is Cousin Tom. I'm going to sing the first song, and he will sing the second with your help. So don't go away, so you can help us. The first one is called The Lonesome Dove. Oh, don't you see that lonesome dove? She flies from vine to vine. She's
will Mr. Al Head or Mr. John Green report backstage immediately? Immediately. Mr. Al Head or Mr. John Green, we need you real bad right away.
Now, Cousin Tom and I, or Cousin Tom mostly, is going to sing the old version of Yankee Doodle, the old original. You see, after the British made it up, making fun of the revolutionary soldiers, and the Americans thought it was so funny, they might have made up a variant of their own about the country boy going out to see what was going on. He was going to join the army as soon as he got so he could understand it. Now, what I want you all to do to help me, because it's no fun to sing it without, here's the chorus. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle dandy, find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Now sing it with me, everybody. Now come on. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle dandy, find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Thank you. Now do it every time now. Now, Tom.
Oh, me and Ma went down to town, along with Captain Gordon. And there we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty pudding.
Come on now.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step, and with the girl behind. And there we see 1,000 men as rich as his Squire David. And what they wasted every day, I wish it could be saving. Yankee-doodle, keep it up. Yankee-doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girl be handy. And there was General Washington upon a slapping stallion, giving orders to his men. I think there was 1,000,000. Yankee-doodle, keep it up. Yankee-doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. And then the feathers on his hat, they looked so very fine. I wanted fiscally to give to my, could you give to my Jemima? Yankee-doodle, keep it up. Yankee-doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step, and with the trophy handy. And there I see a shanty coat, such as a log of maple, upon a mighty little cart. A load for father's cattle. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee-doodle-dandy, find the music and the step, and with the trumpet handy. And Captain Davis, he had a clap, his hand upon the trapper, but they measured every day, I think it was 1,000,000. Yankee-doodle, keep it up. Yankee-doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step, and get the girl be handy.
Enough for the revolution. Thank you.